Welcome to the Entrepreneur Bar with your host, Sarah Peel. This is the podcast where we talk about all things related to being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, chasing your dreams, and from my own past experiences of doing so. So on this episode, I figured what is a better topic to deal with than goals? And talking a little bit about some of the goals that I had for this podcast this past year, what my goals are for next year, as well as some tips for you to plan goals for your own business if you haven't already done so. So let's go ahead and get started with this podcast. So I started this podcast in early July of this year, 2018, if you are listening to this in the future. And, you know, I wasn't too sure that it was going to have the level of success I've had so far. I've had my best month was actually the month of October. At that point, I actually doubled my listeners count during that time, which was amazing. I'm not sure why that month seemed to be as successful as it was. Before that, basically, I would hit my target goal between July and October each time. And something, I think it was July and August, I met my goal, which was amazing. I was very happy about that. And then it was September and October, I actually quite a bit surpassed it in terms of listen count. And then for the month of November, unfortunately, that wasn't as good as I hoped. Of course, there were some slip-ups where I didn't have the content, which I understand new content is important to keep posting. So that way your listeners always have something new to enjoy. This isn't true even if you're going to do videos or even write a blog, you know. You need new content to keep people coming back. So that's important to know if you're going to go into any of those segments of entrepreneurship. So just be prepared. So that's why for the month of December, I have made an extra hard effort to actually try to make sure for the whole month I have a new episode for each week, as long as nothing happens to me saving them or getting them uploaded. So that is the goal. Hopefully that has been achieved. I am pre-recording. I tried pre-recording a set amount of episodes each time, so that way if I do run into an issue where I can't record next week, I do have something already to go, and I kind of block them out that way and just edit them as I go along each week to upload. When I started this, I had a couple ideas and goals. You know, I was under the impression that, you know, it's going to be slow to grow, which it has been, but it hasn't been as slow as I expected. One of the main tools I have used to promote this has been Twitter, and it's been the best tool that I could have ever dreamt of. I'm also trying very hard to incorporate more Instagram into that. I did start off by uploading the audio of this onto YouTube. I've kind of slipped off of that from the first month, so I have lots of catching up to do on it. So, you know, most of it's been honestly either organic from the platforms that I have put this podcast on, or just using Instagram or possibly people talking and sharing about it, which I haven't seen very much of. But if people are, thank you. If you are not, what are you waiting for? I would love for you to help me continue to succeed and grow with this podcast. And I can't do it all by myself. So if you can go ahead and enjoy what you hear, like topics like myself, maybe my personality, maybe you're looking into being an entrepreneur and you're just trying to find out as much as you can about it, I would love for you to share it. That is the best gift that you can give me. And of course, if you are a continuous supporter, I would love for you to go ahead and subscribe whatever platform you are listening to this on. You should see the option to do that. A small donation for the month will help this podcast grow far and wide. And, you know, I want to start doing bigger and better things. That's kind of where we are going with in 2019. So in 2018, I've had my first interview, which was a couple of weeks ago. You know, it was good. I'm hoping to do more of that. That obviously requires me to kind of break out of my comfort zone. As you probably know, I am very much an introvert. So it's difficult, but it's something that I'm working on. And this podcast is helping me break down those barriers. So this is good. Obviously, I want to increase, get better equipment, maybe increase the frequency eventually of how often I upload. As you know, I upload a new episode every week on Sunday around 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, but I would love to grow that and make it bigger and better. I would love to have longer episodes. Right now, I try to keep them around 30 minutes, you know, a little over, a little under, depending on what the topic is and what the episode is about. So I would love to see if I could kind of also expand upon that for a goal 2019. I would love to double my listener count every month, or at least keep sustaining the same amount at the very least. But of course, the goal here is to grow. I would love to earn a profit from this podcast. I'm not going to lie. That's kind of the end goal of starting this, wasn't it? Along with helping me with my other business ventures and teaching others. So I would love to do that as well, which I think I'm very well on my way to that. I would love to win an award for this podcast, kind of pushing it and kind of going far and hoping big things, but we'll see. We'll see if that happens. I would love to release my next book. I already have it written and edited. I just haven't had a chance to get it self-published yet on, but it is about DMCA, which is the Digital Millennial Content Act, or Copyright Act, I'm sorry. So I'm hopeful to get that. I would also like to get professional headshots done. And I would also like to make my website, official website for this podcast, better. If you didn't know, yes, I do have an official website. I don't talk about it much. It's actually Entrepreneur Byte Podcast. No, I think it's entrepreneurbyte.com. Let me double check. Yeah, entrepreneurbyte.com is the name of it, where you can listen to the episodes. I do have it linked along with some info and a contact me form if you wish to contact me at all for this your support, or maybe you just want to say, hey, hi, Sarah, I love your show. Obviously, I would love that. I'd love to hear from my listeners, you know. I've gotten a few, you know, good feedback from it, but I would love to hear more. So feel free to tweet me at on Twitter at MVR00. I would love to actually see more success with my other little side project, which is on bizblazes.com. Unfortunately, I have stumbled into an issue with it where there is an app with a very similar name, and that has caused a lot of confusion. Very frustrating for me, so I'm trying to figure out how I can fix that. And I would love to do some more entrepreneurial projects and see where I can go with that. I would love to have a good, solid second stream of income in 2019, by the end of 2019. So it gives me about a whole year to do so, and I'm hopeful that I can achieve it. I would love to get involved into YouTube. Obviously, like I mentioned in a previous episode not too long ago, you know, as an introvert, I'm kind of nervous on camera. I've done it a few times. It's not like I haven't done it, but it's not my comfort zone. So I'm hoping with doing this podcast and just doing an audio style, it's going to kind of help make me a little bit more comfortable with being myself and talking. So that will lead to me actually filming. I would love to actually have unique content to post on YouTube too, to help people, entrepreneurs, and maybe share some tips on how to start a podcast. Tools I use for my podcast and just for my business in general, as well as answer your questions maybe on there. You know, get a little more personal on it. I would love to host a giveaway next year on this podcast. I think it would be a great way to give back to the community that has given me so much and given me so much joy this past almost 6 months of doing this. So that would be a huge thing to do. I would love to do more reading on more books, maybe do a convention. So as you can see, I have big dreams. And obviously, I understand 2019, I don't think I'll be able to achieve all of them. So I guess my main ones would be obviously to continue to grow this podcast, see the listen numbers go up, be able to find a way to get some money, make a little bit of money off of this, and then also find a solid stream of income, and then maybe the award, which is pushing it, I know, because I mean, honestly, my listen count isn't the highest as it could be as others, and that's gonna be a long time to grow. But I understand, much like I say with like YouTube and things, it takes time, so I know it's kind of a lofty goal at the moment. But as someone who has actually often thought of things and wished for things, you actually be surprised by how much good luck I've had with that. So maybe I'll have a future episode on the power of your mind and what you can achieve with it. So I think that would be a really good episode. And also hope next year that I can definitely stay more solid on my schedule. I've done better with it than I expected by far in terms of, you know, having regular content. I mean, I think this is like episode 25 or 26. So that's actually really, really good. I mean, considering the fact that, you know, I've had a few off weeks, and especially like when I had concerns of weather or coming down with something that I haven't had time and haven't always recorded the amount of episodes I tried to record each week, it's better than it could have been. So I am proud of that. And let's talk about some of the things I am proud of. Like I said, I am happy with the growth that I've seen. I'm happy to see that I have regular listeners. And I'm excited to see where this possible new ebook will go out. If you haven't noticed, you don't know this already, I do have a technology blog, a MissVirtualityBlog.com, and I actually do have two ebooks that already exist. One is all about the Chumby device, so if you haven't had a chance to check that out and you're a Chumby fan, that'd be great. It also kind of shows my writing skills and technical skills and telling people how to do stuff, and I also have other similar guides on my website. And then I also had an ebook about how to remove a certain Facebook blocker, which neither of those books have gone very well because they are super niche, which is kind of my problem I have sometimes is being super niche. And I'm trying to, you know, kind of broaden my horizons, find more of a general direction and a general genre to go with. So that's kind of where I'm trying to work towards, since I can become very super niche, unfortunately. It's a struggle that I'm working with. So let's talk about some goals that other people should have, or good goals. And is there such thing as a bad goal? That's a good question, I think, actually. A bad goal, I don't even know if there really could be a bad goal, per se. And I apologize if you hear thunder in the background. It is December, and it's acting like it's summertime here. So just don't mind if you do hear thunder. I don't know if it's being picked up or not on the microphone. But back to possible bad goal. A bad goal would be something that could really throw a wrench into you if you really had your heart set on it and you didn't meet it. You know, or if you feel like it wasn't as grand or great as you thought, that would be a bad goal. But good goals is obviously reaching, you know, expanding your reach, maybe increasing your income, increasing your marketing, maybe adding staff members, paving new possible roads for you to foray into. Those are good goals that I think every entrepreneur should always keep. And we should also remember that goals shouldn't be set just for the new year. You know, you always hear, oh, what are your new goals for the new year? And while that's good, I think entrepreneurs should understand and realize we should have goals all the time. That's the only way we're going to better ourselves, better our companies, and better our lives. So we should always have goals. And also, you know, you should have big goals, but you need to have easy attainable goals as well. Because without those, there's no way for you to measure your success. And even if you don't meet those bigger goals, loftier goals that you have ahead of time, you're going to get frustrated and more likely to give up and throw in the towel, which we don't want to see anybody do. You know, being an entrepreneur, yes, it's a lot of hard work. It's not an easy thing, but it's very rewarding. And I want to see people stick through. Don't like seeing people who feel disheartened, which I understand where it comes from and how it comes from, but you need to keep going for your goals and your dreams, and that's why it's helpful to have easier attainable goals, smaller goals that will lead up to the bigger goals. That way you do have progress markers for the progress that you make, as well as things to help you see, okay, I'm doing this. I am reaching these smaller goals, so there's no reason why I couldn't reach these bigger goals if I just keep going. And then also a good goal is to always keep learning, you know, expand your mind, grow your knowledge, diversify your knowledge set. You know, the more you know, the more you can have different tools in your box to pull from, the better it is, you know. Yeah, obviously you're not going to be able to do everything all the time for yourself. And, you know, I mean, to have that be your wish as an entrepreneur would be kind of sad. You know, I think everybody dreams of being successful enough where they're able to hire people. I mean, that is kind of the American dream, but I think that's kind of a dream that human nature has for those who choose to take this path on of entrepreneurship anyhow. So we should all strive for that, and we should all go for it and work towards it without, you know, thinking that that's a dumb goal. Obviously, realistically, in the first couple of years of you doing it, you hiring somebody else, I won't say it would be the easiest thing, so probably should be one of your loftier goals. But, you know, a smaller set of goals is, you know, how many page views, how many listens, how many viewers, how many commenters, how many clients, how many purchases, things along those lines. Again, kind of depending on what you're doing in terms of your entrepreneurship, you know, whether that's owning an online boutique, owning, you know, selling the services of photography, freelance writing, blogging, editing, having a YouTube channel, being a gamer, anything along those lines, you know, make those smaller goals. Try to have like three to five smaller goals and then a bigger goal, and have them, you know, set in a timely manner that can be reached. And if you don't reach them all, or even reach your big one, but you reach all the smaller ones, don't beat yourself up over it, you know? Each goal that you reach is a milestone and it's something to be proud of, you know? Because like I said, being an entrepreneur is not an easy path. It's work, it's sweat, it's frustration, it's tears. It is so draining, but so rewarding at the same time. So we shouldn't beat ourselves up over if we don't reach the goals we want when we reach them all, when we all want to reach, have them reached by, you know? Each small goal is a success. Each day you continue to do this is a success, you know? Each day being a freelancer, each day of being an entrepreneur, I should say, is a success. Because how many people throw into town each and every single day worldwide? The internet has made it so much easier for us to do some of these things that we wouldn't be able to do without. So there's no reason to give up. And you know, what you quote-unquote might deem as a failure doesn't mean it's a failure. It's only a failure when you yourself choose to throw in the towel. You know, each little quote-unquote failure that you perceive or others might perceive around you, all you need to do is pick yourself up, dust yourself off again, and keep trying. Kind of like that song by Aaliyah. If you were alive during that time, you would know what I'm referring to if you listened to R&B back in the early 2000s, which saying that makes me feel so old. But you know what? That's okay. Life goes on. You get older. The older you are, the more you know, and the better you can continue on. You know, unless you want to be like Rose Nyland and think, oh, you know, the older you are, the better you get, unless you're a banana, which is one of my favorite quotes. Which, speaking of, I am a humongous Golden Girls fan, if you haven't known. So I might start incorporating more of those quotes in, along with other little bit of humor, just to kind of give some laughing relief, which is another goal of mine for this podcast. Obviously, with that being said, I would love for people to help me support and share, give me ideas for future episodes. You know, I am trying to come up with as many as I possibly can, but I am just a one-woman show at this point. So if anyone can give me feedback, tips, ideas of things you'd like to hear or talked about, that would be super helpful for me to know what I can do to help cater to you who are the listeners to this podcast. So, with that being said, I wish everyone has a great 2019, has a successful, go after your dreams, chase them, set goals, you know, relax, enjoy life. Also, take care of yourself, because it can be so easy to get caught up with wanting to achieve your goals and to reach your goals and to do all those things and to do them well, but you often forget to take care of yourself. And you won't be able to do any of that if you don't take care of yourself. And that's one thing I so regret about when I first was an entrepreneur, and I didn't do that. And, you know, I think it has lasting effects in life for me, which I won't get into because it's too personal. But, you know, you need to take care of yourself first and foremost, because without you, your business wouldn't be here. So do it. Take care of yourself. But also enjoy life, take time to enjoy the work you do, and just find ways to expand and improve, you know, and have long-term and short-term goals, because those will be helpful to you in the long run. As an entrepreneur in this journey, which may seem like a crazy ride at times, and may seem like a smooth sailing ride at another time. Because again, as I often say, nothing that is easy in life is worth it. You know, everything that's worth in life is not going to be easy. That includes running a business and living your dreams, dealing with everything that comes with it, whether that's roadblocks, naysayers, you know, struggles. I mean, everyone faces those in life. But it's especially hard when you are the entrepreneur and it all comes down weighing back to you. So make sure to take care of yourself, take care of your needs. Don't do anything that is reckless and irresponsible, and keep working towards your goals. And don't give up, even if you don't meet all those goals. Because while goals are a great measure of progress, a marker of progress, you know, it's only failure when you choose to give it up. If you choose to give up, yes, it will be a failure then. But if you keep plugging at it and going and working towards it, you might be surprised to learn how many things that might be perceived as a failure by others, or even to yourself in the past, are not really a failure, because it's a chance to learn more and a chance to learn what to do to change. So when you go at it again, you know what to avoid and what not to do, because it's a learning experience, as such as many other things in life is a learning experience. So choose to think of it as that way. And with that being said, again, I hope everyone has a great end of 2018. Happy and safe New Year's and New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Don't go, you know, drinking and driving, obviously. I feel like that's important to say. And I hope everyone has an amazing 2019. Here is to the next year of 2019 to see where we go, we all go, see what life brings, what our business brings, as well as see where the Entrepreneur Bite goes next. So thank you all for your support. I love you all, and keep plugging away at your goals, and I will see you next time.